The New York International Auto Show is one of the last showcases of new cars and ideas for the season. Thousands of enthusiasts will wander through the show over the next week as a bevy of beauties show off the latest from the global automotive industry. The beautiful young women who lean against the new cars are an important part of any auto show. As NPR's Sonari Glinton learned, they do a lot more than just stand there and look pretty.
When you go to an auto show, you can't avoid something very obvious. There are a lot of attractive women who stand by cars. And if you try to interview one of them, well, this is what happens.
Can I ask your name?
No.
Why is that?
It's just a corporate policy.
Try as I might to interview one of the models at the auto show, I was continually rebuffed. Corporate policy for almost all the car companies seems to be the women who stand by the cars can talk, but not to the press. I really just had one simple question. Who are these women?
Those are the product specialist women.
That is Rebecca Lindland. She's an analyst with IHS Automotive, a consulting firm. She explained it all for me.
They are charged with knowing the vehicle from, front to back, upside down, sideways, everything that a consumer may ask about a product.
Lindland says at least the women in the U.S. have to know about cars.
I mean, in Europe, at the Italian, Ferrari, Maserati, I mean, the women are so stunningly, jaw-droppingly beautiful, and they don't say a word.
As smart as Rebecca Lindland is about the car industry, my hard-hitting investigation wouldn't be complete until I talked to someone who knew what it meant to stand next to a car for hours. But finally, I hit the jackpot.
Hi, I'm Melissa Wittick. I work for Porsche Cars North America, and I'm a former product specialist.
Wittick was an actress and a model before she went into marketing for Porsche. She says there's a stereotype that product specialists are just there to look good.
But it's pretty funny when a guy comes up and says, oh, you don't know much about this car. And then I rattle off the horsepower, the torque, what the camshafts and the pistons do and when they fire. And I like to put people in their place.
Well, I mean, you get asked a lot of goofy questions, don't you?
Of course. My favorite tends to be, do you come with the car? And as a team, we have 10 girls on our team. We don't have any guys on the team. So we're like, what do we say to that question? It's so awkward. You get a little embarrassed. So what I say is, I'm a priceless option.
Meaning, no matter how rich you are, jerk, you can't afford me.
Basically.
Sonari Glinton, NPR News, New York.